Aircheckdownloads.com.
Show Cole, five for this love. It's 10 to 7. Good morning, it's Wave 105. Chances to save money on a camcorder and a strimmer. You don't have to buy both, by the way. They're next on Deals of the Day. Always on my mind, Pet Shop Boys. 6 minutes to seven. Let's save you some cash then with today's Deals of the Day. What you got for us?
I've got a Black & Decker strimmer for you today. 350 watts. That's about all you need to know, really. 6 metre power cable. It's reduced to £25.
I've got a Toshiba HD camcorder. It's one of those little point-and-shoot ones. Simply does what it says on the tin. It's a full HD pocket camcorder. It was £50. It's down to just £29 for a camcorder. Can you believe it? If you want to find out more about those, go to my homepage at wave105.com. Click on the Deals of the Day page and then go to that little icon on the left-hand side that says today's on-air deals. Give it till nine. Both those will be there for your perusal.
Preparations underway for Lady Thatcher's funeral, and we have more reaction to her death. That's coming up next. On FM, digital, and online, the South's biggest radio station. Wave 105. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jason Beck.
Wave 105 weather.
With checkatrade.com. Not every trades directory reads 100% of customer feedback, but we do.
Going to be cloudy pretty much everywhere today with some rain at times. Some of it already around. Most of it will be fairly light, but a few heavier bursts possible. That chill easterly wind will ease down during the day. Highs of 8 degrees. Cloudy and damp night to follow with further outbreaks of light rain. So slowly edge off. By first light and lows of 5. Currently 4 degrees in Ensbury, also in Bassett and at Rowland's Castle. 6 minutes past 7. Boys of Summer, Don Henley. 10 past 7, wet one out there this morning. Likely to stay that way for most of the days. Most of the rain going to be fairly light, but at least it will be warming up slightly. 8 degrees today's high. And this is Steve Power at breakfast, Tuesday morning. Before 7, we were asking, well, I was asking, actually, what was the going rate for babysitting, because I haven't got a clue. We haven't got a definitive rate on that. Could be about a fiver an hour. I was having a hunt through for some new disco lighting yesterday, and actually then ended up thinking that I might phone around a few disco agencies to see how much it was to hire a disco, so I could pitch myself accordingly. We reckon about £150 if you want to hire somebody to do a disco for you for a few hours. And then I've just wondered, how much is it to hire a plane for four to fly you to Latuke for lunch? Not that I've got any plans of going quite yet, but it'd be nice to know whether, you know, maybe you do buy one, get one free. Following on from that, it's claimed as well that pressure on British parents to organise expensive birthday parties for their children, leaving nearly half unable to afford them. This is a report by the charity Family Action, which has found a fifth are cutting back on household expenses in order to cover the cost, and many are saving up at least a month in advance. More than a third of parents are spending anywhere between 80 and get this, £500 per party.
I was about to say, there's a lot of pressure. My goddaughter's just had her fifth birthday.
Yeah.
There was 8 girls. They went to the cinema and had pizza, and it was about £90.
A lot.
It's a lot of money to find.
It's,
you know,
a lot. What are your thoughts? How much are you spending on your little cherubs' big gathering for their birthday? And at what stage do you stop doing parties? And what kind of cheap alternatives are there? Let us know via Facebook. We'll go to the Facebook hub after David Guetta and get your views. Without you. Without you, David Guetta. Wave 105, quarter past 7. So, how much are you spending on your little cherub's big day? We're finding out that children's parties costing anything between 80 and £500 for a kid's party.
Wow.
That's amazing. Our very own Emma Willis with her iPad in the Facebook hub. What have you got, Selena?
Madeline McLaughlin on Facebook this morning. Her son's 10th was a great hit amongst his friends, and they still remember it now. They were all army mad, so I packed up the party food into individual survivor naval rations, walked them about a mile to a little hill where they played their army games. Was made even more exciting by the local airfield being very busy that weekend, and I'm sure some believed I arranged the flyovers too. Like that idea, cheap but effective. And Simon Beckingham on Facebook booked the funky play bus for their little boy's birthday. A really great idea. 19 of his friends enjoyed the soft play, arts and craft, and excellent party games, all for £180. Party bags and food all included.
Right,
highly recommended.
£110 ahead.
That's not bad, because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of kids there.
A lot of kids. I mean, surely the answer to all this and the cost of children's parties is encourage your child to fall out with everyone at school the week before their birthday.
This is it. Minimal is good.
Yeah, it is good.
Really.
Interesting. Interesting. Ooh. How much is it costing for you and your little one to have their party? Or are there other alternatives to making sure they have a good time on their birthdays?
X Factor finalists. Union Jack. Do check downloads.com.